This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on one ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, are you that exceptional American? I don't know. I hope so. I'm sure you are. If you are an American citizen, guess what? You're already branded as an exceptional American. Now, if you want to throw that off, go right ahead. But you know what? You probably won't want to listen to this radio show because we talk about exceptionalism on this radio show. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Of course, it's, you know, again, here it is Friday. We have, of course, those of you that are first-time listeners, we have Drudge and Breitbart Friday. So we pick and pull from articles from Drudge and Breitbart. If you'd like to call in and be part of the show, you can do so. We'll get the phone number for you here in a second. We're redoing Studio 21, so things are in disarray. I start talking, and all of a sudden, they can't talk about it. We'll get you that number here in a second. Also, please feel free to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And I'm looking for all my telephone numbers and everything. I'm scurrying around the office here. Wait a minute. Where did it all go? Anyway, okay, ladies and gentlemen, so what is really going on? Baseball game played last night. The Democrats won 11-2, but I think it was a bigger message going on all the way around. Steve Scalise is still recovering in critical condition. Assassination attempt on one of our Republicans. Here we go. Third world country mentality. And Nancy Pelosi comes out, and, you know, in the spirit of bipartisanship, she comes out really negative. We're going to play some of the clips that she, some of the comments that she had to be the spoiler, of course. Nancy Pelosi, by the way, who's the one who brought us Agenda 21. You know, that grand plan? She's the one who introduced the legislation to make it a binding law in October of 1992. Way back then, she was the one who ushered it in. The One World Order comes to America. It was Nancy Pelosi's piece of legislation. Now, you can call it something else, but, you know, it was there. It's something that started out as non-binding. And you know how that works. Pretty soon, when it says non, they get rid of the non, then it becomes binding. And that's what she did when she introduced the President's Council on Sustainability. And knowing full well that the decks were stacked against George Bush the senior by Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton won the election, of course. We all knew it was a fix. The fix was in. In fact, I was running around working with the Republican Party down in Orange County, California at the time, my local level, you know. And it was interesting. I saw the fix was in 1992's election. It was just so obvious after so many things that were happening. We could see that the Republicans down there really wanted Bill Clinton, the power structure anyway. So I backed off. I said, that's it for me. I left the Republican Party. I said, that's it. Not a nine. Until Donald Trump came along. And then I signed up again. I said, look, I love this guy. He's going to turn, especially in light of who do you have there? Hillary Rodham Clinton. Yeah, Hillary Rodham Clinton, who runs the most corrupt political machine, her and her husband, that the world has ever seen. Well, you've got the Obamas with them. But, you know, this is all part of that one world order business. Now, we've got all kinds of trouble ahead for Donald Trump with this Robert Mueller special counsel thing. He's hiring attorneys like you cannot believe. This is the challenge right now for Donald Trump. It will be a challenge. It'll be a persistent challenge because Donald Trump, as President of the United States, is going to be facing down the special attorney, special counsel, not special prosecutor. No, just the special counsel. Now, some people early on, including myself, I was saying, well, you know, he could probably find a lot of dirt on other people, which I think that's true, such as what's going on with Bill and Hillary Clinton, what's going on with President Barack Hussein, and what is going on with Loretta Lynch. Dear Loretta. Oh, yeah. Dear Loretta. I think she's the fall woman, if you will. There's so much out there on her, and it's going to be interesting. You see, Donald Trump cannot fire the special counsel. Maybe people didn't understand that. And we're all kind of hoping that there's going to be a two-way street. I really believe there is. I really believe that Donald has set a trap for the special counsel. Because that's what he always does. And it's not really a trap by his own design, per se. He just lets some things happen. Because sometimes these people just trap themselves. James Comey. I mean, you know, when he came forward and he testified under oath with his comments about the leaks, Donald Trump didn't ask him to do that. He did it to himself. And, of course, what does that spawn now? We now know who the leakers are. The leakers are really, truly people like Comey. And if you think that with the special counsel, there are not going to be consequences coming from people like Jeff Sessions or the new FBI director who's going to, well, I guess when you work for Jeff Sessions, you have to first pass your medical degree, so to speak. You have to become a proctologist, that's what I say. You have to become that person who's really going to get inside with the details. And that's what I know that's like what happening. It's happening right now in California because there are people from the administration here poking around. And we say that. We talk about that here on the radio show. Of course, when I mentioned the proctologists who have showed up in the state capital of California. Yes, it's amazing. It's amazing what's going on down there. And they're there. They are there, and they're loyal to the president. Now, this is going to be a little bit difficult for people that don't quite understand on the other side that actually people can push back. People can punch back. See, the left has been able to run this country into the ground for at least the last 25, since Reagan, really. Since Reagan, because George Bush the senior has been part of the problem. One world order, anybody? Remember, he's the one who gave this speech about the United Nations One World Order. By the way, if you just heard it, my coffee went off. My fresh pot of coffee went off. I'm having the last cup from the last pot of coffee. We made a small brew this morning, but now we went for the big one because we got 3 hours ahead of us here on Agenda 21 Radio. And I'm telling you, it is absolutely packed. Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, by the way. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. Okay, now, this thing that's going on with Mueller, it is a big deal. And they are going to get all kinds of garbage out on the table. That's good. I think that's real good. And they're going to dig in. Now, the thing is, will they be able to get away with it? I don't think so. We are setting the stage for a huge power play. See, the swamp doesn't want to be drained. And they've got a big hole in the swamp right now. It's bleeding out the water. That was Comey. And the rest of that's going to continue to tumble. Now, remember, the president, just this week, I think it was, had his first full cabinet meeting. Hello? Here it is, the end of June. Well, middle of June. You know, listen, when we blink, it will be July 4th. Thank goodness. It's going to be a great July 4th. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great celebration at July 4th. So anyway, we've got Donald Trump out there. And standing alone? No, I don't think so. More people now are coming alongside. As his administration starts to take hold, because remember, we're still into it, there's going to be, I think, a groundswell of just crushing these people. And they know it. They know it. They don't quite know it yet because they've empowered themselves. They've got Mueller. Mueller's going to be the one to protect us. I don't think so, ladies and gentlemen. I think in the end of the day, Mueller is going to be suffering. I think the Democrats are going to be suffering even more. You see, the swamp monster is here in the form of Donald Trump and his administration, which is now intact and getting bigger and stronger every single day. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
03.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Aye.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And any place, any time, you can pick up Agenda 21 Radio. All you need to do, guys, is just simply go to agenda21radio.news, and you can pick up our show, pick up our news, pick up everything that we have there on Agenda 21 Radio. Red State Talk Radio, that's our big provider for our national link, and all those people out there on Red State Talk Radio, just turn to Alexa and say, "Alexa, Red State Talk Radio." And right now, I will come on. I'm telling you, it is phenomenal. I've been talking to some of our listeners who do this, and you know, we don't want to say Alexa. We don't want to say the OFF thing. We want to say Alexa, Red State Talk Radio. And right now, you'll be able to listen to me. I think it's phenomenal technology. I really do. I mean, the world is changing. And I'm not giving a plug for Alexa. We don't get any money for it, but they play our programs. So Alexa, Red State Talk Radio. Or you can say Alexa, Agenda 21 Radio. Either way, it will come on now. It's magic. I'm telling you, it's magic. Of course, those of you who are getting a certain variety of automobile in the 2017 car run, you'll be able to have these features automatically in them. I guess some of them already do. So if you're just cruising down the street, Alexa, Red State Talk Radio, comes right on. That's why we geared towards, here on Agenda 21 Radio, that's why we geared towards the digital. And we're really happy we did, because we're one of the top listened to radio shows in the nation. And it's really surprising what happens with the digital format that's out there. Okay, let's... if I can get this right here. The Drudge Report. We're going to get down to the Drudge Report and some of the things. I'm going to go right down the list of articles that are in the Drudge Report so that you have a feel for what's going on around. Hang on a second. I got to, you know, the eyes are not what they used to be. In fact, today they're not what they were like yesterday. As you get older, ladies and gentlemen, when you know, it's when you pass 40 that your eyes go, they say. I've been very blessed, actually, for having pretty good eyes. The Swamp. This is coming from The Swamp. President Pence talk grows louder. Calendar intrigue. Okay, these are the articles above the big picture, obviously. Calendar intrigue. Mueller hires an army. Leak flood. I hate it when they do this. Leak flood continues. So in other words, they're just leaking all over the place. And we know this is coming from who? These same people. And I'm telling you, this. Listen to this. Let them leak. Let there be leaks. Let there be leaks. Now, and I had a conversation. I've had this conversation with numerous people. Yesterday I had one very poignant conversation about the frustration people are feeling. Why don't they do this? You just can't on command do these things to arrest people and go out, round up the usual set. You have to give them rope. That's the point. You have to give them rope in order to do that. So this is why I say, let there be leaks. We'll find out where the leaks are coming from. Anybody want to be in the winning circle with that girl who was in the 25, whatever her name was? I mean, how do parents name their kids these crazy names? It's really sad. And being in education, I saw some pretty crazy names. And there's about five or six out of the thousands of students I had contact with over 41 years. About five or six. I could say their names on the air, and you would be flabbergasted about people naming their children these just... And the kids have to live with it. And a lot of the kids, you know, I've asked the kids, just on the by-to-by, you know, because their name bothers them. You know, people, when you hang your kids with these kind of names, the name bothers them. And so they change their names. Go figure. Well, good for them if they don't like it. I mean, listen, I can't repeat some of the names. DOJ exercises caution over anonymous reports. Of course they do. That goes in with what I'm saying here. This is one of the headlines. Barnes, how will Trump deal with stacked deck? Listen, he is the president. Remember that. Trump approval hits 50%. Now, this came on the heels of Wednesday's reporting on by Agenda 21 Radio about daily presidential tracking poll. And it says here, the Rasmussen report shows that the daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance and 50% disapprove. Big number. This is the first time the president's overall approval rating has hit 50% since late April. His approval rating has ranged from a high of 59% in late January, shortly before he took office, to a low of 42% earlier in April. And the latest figures include 31% who strongly approve of the way Trump is performing and 42% who strongly disapprove. You just hate it when a plan starts to come together. So he's 50% now. And, you know, that's he's going to grow as more jobs come in, as the hiring starts to really kick in, and we start to see this job growth just go absolutely through the roof. By the way, we have all the energy on the planet. Who's got the stacked deck? It's Donald Trump, and he knows what to do with it. He knows how to play the cards. Mueller doesn't. Listen, the more you think about it, these guys have just stepped right into the swamp trap. Trump has just laid the swamp trap out for them. Now my experience with swampy type people, and you know, a diabolical sociopath, you know, narcissistic sociopaths, liars. I mean, we can call them all kinds of stuff, but you know, this is the thing with these. The very common characteristic is that they forgot which lie they told, how many times, and to whom they told it to. Okay, now think about that. So, and you know, that old saying, if you tell the truth, you only have to remember one story, which is the truth, right? So this is that, those two things say volumes. So when you move and make that transition, you've heard me say this before, it's first time listeners, I'm just, it's répétez, s'il vous plaît, is what we're doing here. But if you have somebody who lives and dies by the lie, guess what? They will die by the lie. They will die by the lie. They will go down with the lie. And that's, Donald Trump knows that. It's basic human instinct. And listen, but a lot of people, in your day-to-day dealings with some, most Americans, in my opinion, in my dealing with Americans, the vast majority of Americans, I'd say well over 90%, are honest, good people. I mean, I believe that. Now, you got people on the hustle doing business deals, scamming, you know, that's just kind of like part of the business thing that goes on. I mean, there's, and you know, dirty dealing and things like that, and you kind of get that. But even some of the dirty dealers are honest. You know, some of the gang members I used to work with are very, very honest. Yeah, when it comes to their homeboys and when dealing within their own gang element, they're very, very honest. They don't tell a lie. There's a certain motorcycle group that you just don't tell lies to. And I can remember one time dealing with, actually I've dealt with some of these groups, and many times. And actually I consider some of them to be very friendly to me. And in fact, they were very supportive of me in certain times, which is very interesting. But that's because I didn't lie to them. I was always up front and straight talking to them. And they appreciated that. And they would test me on whether or not I was going to be a credible administrator and whether or not I was going to be lying with them. See, I used to have to do dealings with the various elements out there, with the drugs and the cartels and stuff like that. And it was very difficult. But you found that you could not lie to anybody in this environment, because being truthful meant that you were, well, respected. Hello. Being dishonest means you were being disrespected all the time. And it was blown up against you. And Trump knows that. So long, Mueller.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, 215-867-8255. Yeah, 215-867-8255. The lines will be open, actually, after the next segment. So you can call in there, 215-867-8255. Top Talk spells 867-8255. Top Talk. That's what it spells. Top, T-O-P, Talk. 215, Top Talk. Okay, so the Trump is winning. Get used to it. Really, get used to the winning thing. I'm pulling from Drudge now. Drudge Friday. Drudge and Breitbart Friday. We haven't gotten to the Breitbart pages yet. A lot of things going on. Everything's in red. Everything's in red. We've got Trump approval hits 85. You got the big smirking Donald Trump with his cabinet. First time this week they met as a cabinet. We're going to be pulling up the clip of Nancy Pelosi throwing water on the bipartisan grouping that happened last night at the baseball game. You saw what's kind of interesting. By the way, I'm enjoying my fifth cup of coffee this morning. It's a wonderful thing. So guess what? We're ready to buzz right on through this show. We hope you get your coffee. And listen, I'm saying this because I know I get these just wonderful emails from people that talk about drinking coffee while listening to Agenda 21 Radio. So here, this is to you. There's nothing in the coffee except straight black man-style coffee, as I call it. We're going to call it a 21 coffee. 21 beans, I guess. I don't know. We'll make it up as we go. You can buy it. We'll sell it through Numana Foods. Anyway, so here's a couple of little tasty tidbits. Could Illinois be the first state to file for bankruptcy? Pray tell. With Chicago? I mean, listen, Have you noticed that Chicago hasn't been out there on the news about the shootings lately? What's up with that? Well, we've been keeping track. Now, we will continue to keep track of the number of shootings, mass murders. Even under the Donald Trump regime, I think we have one now that qualifies. And we'll see if the left is trying to keep pace with what they did in the Obama administration. But I don't think that's going to be the case. We're already, what, 4-5 months into the Trump administration? It'll be 5 months in just a few days. I don't think they're going to have that same thing going on because the police now feel supported. What a concept. Remember shooting and killing police? Yeah, that was the way of the Obama administration, right? Listen, they have to own it. They have to own it. It was during their time. I mean, Ronald Reagan owns his. He owns the number of mass murders that he has. He has 7. I know he's deceased, but he had 7. And Bill Clinton, he has to own his. He had 23 mass murders during his presidency. George Bush, the senior and the younger, had 15. Now, the senior only had 4 years. The younger had 8 years. So you can do the math there. So by far, it was a killing spree with Obama. The signals go out, bing, mass murders in the air. And, of course, how many of these were terrorist related? How many of these had chemically induced situations or as mind controlled situations? You know, you can do that. A lot of people don't want to talk at all. You can't talk about that technology. It's kind of like talking about the nuclear weapons under the Orville Dam, right? Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. That's kind of an interesting little story, isn't it? What they had underneath the Orville Dam and what they took out, the equipment. I mean, they didn't want to flood the thing. I mean, the equipment was valuable, but, you know, so was the ADMs. They were really valuable. Yeah, we're not done with the Orville. Oh, no. No, we got a long ways to go. They're putting the new spillway in there. I'm going to talk about that in the third hour. I'm sort of like when I back in my teacher days, I just couldn't stay focused on the subject matter. But Illinois could be the first state to file for bankruptcy. I guess when they file for bankruptcy, will they take all the guns away from the cops? Ammunition's too expensive. Whatever happened to the stories about the ammunition that the government was taking? Where did all that ammunition go? Probably packed up in gazillions of sea containers and sent overseas to arm people around the world. Yeah, nice big cache of ammunition. Anyway, so that's the talk right now. Now, remember, our very own Chris Street has identified Illinois as one of the states that could potentially go to bankruptcy. Now, he's also specifically identified California going into bankruptcy. Now, everybody says, I did have a chance to talk to some people downtown yesterday. Quite interesting play, because they're running through the budget, and they're talking about the budget in California. Now, this bears on this story, because I don't know where they're going to dream up this money. They can't print money in California, but they can steal from other funds. See, this is the thing. Like they did, they stole from infrastructure spending so that we wouldn't have a dam problem like we had this time in Orville if they had spent the money properly and done everything as required to get properly permitted. You know, the Orville Dam is not even licensed properly right now. It's not even licensed technically. No, because it was in such bad disrepair, they couldn't legally license it. It wasn't passing the smell test. Smell the dam. Smell the dam safety. It just couldn't do it. The spillway already had problems before they, you know, we had the problem. It needed repair. They knew this in 2006, and Jerry Brown just continued to take money from infrastructure and spend it on his illegal alien friends, all the new voters that are coming to California. And, you know, that's another thing, voter integrity issues coming up. Wow. What they're trying to do. The Javier Basaraha and Alex Padilla. I wonder if they'll have La Raza out in front of the polling places now. Stake them out there. Maybe arm them with an AR-15 or better yet, an SKS like the guy used in. See, we're going to go to SKSs now. Forget this AR-15 business. Those are small shells. You want a big round. Do real damage to people's inanimate and hip areas. That sort of thing. Bill Cosby. The hung jury so far, that's what we're getting. They're going back in there. that's what we're finding out here. At least the judge refuses to let go. Apparently there's a hung jury, and he doesn't want it to have going. Okay, so what is this deal that we're hearing about with President Pence? I first heard of the President Pence business, and this is a Political magazine article, obviously. This has been planted early on in the presidency to disrupt Donald Trump because he's a kook and Pence is not. And so it's also an attempt, I believe, it's just the obvious attempt. Why not? It's just the obvious attempt to, divide and conquer. That's all the left knows. This is the playbook. Divide and conquer. Sure. Divide up the mental capabilities and in social contact, the cultural behavior between the president and the vice president. Right? So create doubt. No, Donald's going to be persevering to that Pence guy. Is he going to be the one? and then Pence is going, yeah, I'm going to take over the presidency. That's the kind of stuff, the seed plant they want. So divide and conquer, right? And so every time Trump wants to do something, he's going to say, is that Pence going to support me? And Pence is going to say, go ahead, sucker. that's the logic of the left. I don't know. Here's the problem with Pence and Trump and that thinking. Neither one of them like the left. There's some unifying themes between the two. Now, this is the article that they're voicing. This Politico, of course, this is coming right from James Comey. Sorry, I don't know if it's James Comey. At least from Hillary Clinton, right? It's coming right out of the playbook. Man on a wire, Mike Pence's tightrope act. He might be the most consequential vice president ever. He could well be the next commander-in-chief. And the one person in America he can't have thinking about that is his boss. Hello? That was a cold read. Put it in your mind. I call that mind screwing. I don't know about you. I don't think it's going to happen like they wishfully hope for. We know it won't. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, what's happened to Megyn Kelly joining forces with Alex Jones? I haven't been on his network several times and talked to other people. Interesting network. I mean, it's really, you know, popular and everything. And Alex has been out in front with a lot of things, which is really, really, really good, especially now. And of course, conservative talk radio is just... it's not dying. It is not dying, going away. I had conversations with more people wanting to pick up the show on other stations yesterday, and I'm going, yeah, I like that. Yeah, wow. That commercial, wow. Anyway, so Alex, what is this thing going on? I just do not know. Alex Jones leaks Megyn Kelly tape. There's tapes of Megyn and Alex? Well, and there's a picture of the two with their sunglasses on, and they look like they're in a car, and they're leaning over, getting a big, quick shot there, a picture shot, of course. So what's that about? And aren't they married? Not to one another. I mean, my gosh, come on. Stop the rumors about Alex and Megyn Kelly. Okay, something going on there. So I will click on, just to satisfy your... boy, big thing. This is on InfoWars. Alex Jones, Megyn Kelly, full interview leaked. And he's got a picture of Megyn Kelly with her blue cell phone up to her ear. And she's got this really weird look, like, kind of the biatch look, actually. Which isn't hard for her to do that. It's got an audio. Let's leak it. If it doesn't have a commercial, we'll leak it. It's got a commercial. We're not. No, here
tell
we go.
You, if there's one thing about me, I do what I say I'm going to do, and I don't double cross. So,
you know, you just became very fascinating to me. I just sort of thought you were this maybe, you know, one dimensional guy. Like, this is your thing.
My goal is for your listeners and the left, you know, who will be watching some on NBC, to say, "Wow, that was really interesting." And then the next time I want to get somebody, they're going to say, "Look what you did to Alex Jones." It's not going to be some gotcha hit piece. I promise you that.
Wow. Wow, this is interesting.
We talked controversies and conspiracies. 9/11.
Now, 9/11 was an inside job. But when I say inside job, it means criminal elements in our government working with Saudi Arabia and others wanted to frame Iraq for it. Just a fact.
You are about to view.
Uh-oh.
And listen.
Uh-oh.
To information... that's never before been seen or heard.
Heartbeat thing going on in his audio. Good move.
In the past, MSM, corporate media, could tell the truth, they could lie, they could spin. It was up to them. They were the gods of information. But Megyn Kelly waltzed in here to Austin, Texas, and told me that she wasn't going to talk about Sandy Hook. She wasn't going to talk about Pizzagate. She wasn't going to talk about Chobani. She wasn't going to talk about Islamic terror attacks. That she wanted to do a softball profile of Alex Jones. And when she got here with her crew of intelligence operatives, she did the opposite of what she said.
Ooh.
And so I was recording the whole time. From our pre-interviews right through the interviews, we have a record of it. So that you can decide for yourself what I really said and what I stood for.
Okay, now I'm getting the drift of this story, aren't you? Of course she's an operative. Of course she's going to talk about Sandy Hook. The thing about Sandy Hook, which is really interesting, Just ask a few questions of people at Sandy Hook and get the answers. How about this one? How about file a FOIA request for all the work orders for Sandy Hook from 2008 to 2012? Work orders from, see, a school official like myself who used to do facilities, I get this. Oh, can you show me, Newtown School District, can you show me the work orders that were submitted in, let's say, May, June, and July? Preferably May and June. Those are the big work order months generated by the staff and so on at the school so that they can get repairs done over the summer to their classrooms and so on, right? Yeah, that's what that's... So can you please provide those work orders for me through the FOIA request? Oh, can't do that. Can't do that. No, they can't, and they won't because there were none. Oh. Kind of hard to produce things that there weren't any of. You know, there's lawsuits trying to get those. Did you know that? And they won't give them up. They just are refusing blatantly to, and there's more lawsuits coming. Just little detail. Oh, by the way, the FBI, go look at 2012. The FBI will show that there were no murders in Connecticut. No murders in Newtown, Connecticut. It's supposed to be 20 of them, right? There were no murders in Newtown, Connecticut in 2012. That's from the FBI. I don't know if you know that or not. Mueller was the FBI director then. There were no murders in Newtown. That's their facts. That's their facts. Now, I don't know. I'm a little confused. But Alex should be proud. You know, and of course, they're going to try and ambush him and make him out to be a crackpot and all that good stuff. But this, there's another one. Well, it's Roger Stone.
Is to silence us here at InfoWars and at Breitbart and at Stone Cold Truth and at the Daily Caller and that at every media outlet that isn't aligned.
Now enters Megyn Kelly. Look, I didn't do 15 minutes like Putin, so he totally kicked her ass. It was a profile. It was really an investigative hit piece. She interviewed me for 4 hours at least. I already saw the promo clip. They edited it out of context. It's not what I was even saying. What are they going to do, though, when I've got the tapes of what really happened? And then what are they thinking? Do you think it's a shill, a PR stunt, where they claim that people are really pulling their advertising just to give it hype, to try to prop up her failing, flagging show where they lit me up from below with a flashlight? Or
I think that's about it, Alex. I think that's probably true. You know, and you know the phenomena, Alex, is that your show is just skyrocketing. Hers is not. She's trying to glom on. Well, actually, it's a hit piece. It's the big boys trying to take you down. I mean, that's really what it is. He knows it. And we should all know it. And I'm really glad he kept the tapes. And quite frankly, I do the same. You want to interview me? You're going to get my tapes as well. Or at least you're going to be accessible to them. Just got to cover yourself because the way they edit. I mean, NBC is notorious for lying through their editing. Good for you, Alex. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Ready. It is Drudge and Breitbart Friday.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Some more, we're just going to give you a couple more here. Shopping. Amazon buying Whole Foods. You know, at some point, lapping up all these businesses under one umbrella of Amazon, because they've got a great business model, and they do. By the way, that's not just great, it's fabulous. That's why they're billions, billions, and billions ahead of everybody. But at some point, they're going to have to start talking about monopolies, kind of like the robber barons in the last century, about this time. I think they're going to have to do that. I'm just saying, I think that might be a clue that is what they're going to probably have to do, because it's going to squeeze everybody out, and it's going to have one mega... I mean, it's almost like totalitarianism. You get into the fascist thing, you know, then you get into the communist thing, you mix a little bit of socialism with fascism, and shazam, you get communism, which is, you know, really kind of what we're seeing in California, isn't it? I mean, you know, Jerry Brown being the dictator of California. It's quite amazing. Anyway, got to get going here. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And remember, Numana Foods supports Agenda 21 Radio. N-U-M-M-A-N-A. Numana.com/agenda. And once again, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And as we say at this time of the radio show, ladies and gentlemen, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. numma.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. numma.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
One, zero.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.